Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn. The 2024-25 school year has hit the halfway point, and the Humboldt Wildcats fall sports season saw the football team with a historic run to the state title game, wrapping up the season as state runner-up, and the volleyball team advancing to the regional final. Winter sports are also underway for the Humboldt Wildcats with boys and girls basketball and boys and girls wrestling. I sat down with O'Hearn to discuss the first half of the school year for Humboldt Wildcats athletics.
Great to be in here after the holiday break there and a little downtime before starting up with basketball.
You're in year number two already as well. How has the acclimation process been for you?
Year number two has been great. It helps having a year of experience under your belt so you kind of know what to expect and how to get ready for the different events we put on, whether it's our cross-country meet and wrestling tournaments. And it's been great. So happy to be here in Humboldt still, and family are adjusting well. And my wife loves her job at the hospital, and you know, really looking forward to 2025 here for all of the Humboldt athletics and activities.
Fall sports for Humboldt, pretty good showing. First, let's go to a record-breaking football year for this Humboldt Wildcat team. Historic season. They make it to the Unidome, and you were telling me actually earlier that this is the third consecutive time that you've been affiliated with a school that's made it to the Unidome?
Yeah, when I was at Iowa City, Regina for those 3 years as the athletic director, 2015, 2016, and 2017, we were in the championship game of 1A. 2015, they beat Western Christian to win their seventh consecutive state championship, and then in 2016, lost to Western Christian, 2017, lost to Van Meter, and a little bit of a losing streak in the state championship games, but can't say enough about Coach Ellman and his coaching staff and all of the players, and to get to the Dome and beat Mount Vernon and then get to the state championship game. And there isn't a better experience for a high school football player and coach and community than being able to get to the Dome and play two games there on back-to-back weeks like we did. So just a tremendous season, and you know, really looking forward to what they can do next year as well, because here the program isn't going to be a rebuild. It's really a reload for those guys.
And, you know, being at the school every day, what was the camaraderie, the school atmosphere like this football season, especially seeing this team go so far among the student body?
Well, I think you saw it with the crowds. Each week, the crowd continued to get better and better and better. And that started with Spencer and then down to Van Meter, Hampton, all those road games. Our fans really traveled well. And then the home games, I think it was probably the loudest I've heard it since I've been here for that Algona home game, and especially in the second half there. And then to be able to host two playoff games, which was my first experience with Clear Lake and Solon. And, you know, I think everybody gravitated towards this team and just didn't want it to end. But no better place for it to end in the Dome, win or lose that state championship game. You're playing a full MAC season. 13 weeks, and it's an absolute grind for those 13 weeks. Really 14 with the scrimmage and then a couple of weeks of practice. So you're looking at a good 16-week football season, but it was just tremendous to follow. And just with all the pep rallies and the younger kids, and you know, for example, with my two sons, a fourth grader and first grader, we have PlayStation 4 at home and Madden, and they're creating different players. Humboldt team, they had a whole Humboldt team on a football team on Madden, and Flaherty's and Van Pelt and Groat, and you know, they make those guys players on their, you know, custom Madden football team, and that just shows you the impact that all those guys have on the elementary kids here in town. And that's how you build the tradition, just wanting to grow up to be a Humboldt Wildcat, dreaming of playing in the Dome someday. And I think that's kind of the path that the Coach Ellman and his team has set for the program.
That's just incredible to think the impact, you know, high school aged kids playing sports here in Humboldt, the impact they're having on elementary school, middle school type kids. For instance, creating a player on, you know, a Madden or a college football game, and it being after Humboldt Wildcat athletes here in the community, that's just incredible to hear. Speaking of the community, we saw a lot of community support for Humboldt Athletics, especially the football team with their big run. Is there anything you'd like to say to the community just with the support that they had throughout the fall sports here?
Yeah, I can't thank the community enough. And I think a prime example was all the donations they got for the rally towels, the blue rally towels that you saw at the state championship game, and all kinds of money flowing towards those and to the football team to help them have a great experience, whether it was helping pay for meals or transportation. All of the donations home apparel, t-shirts and playoff shirts, just the way everybody banded together and came together and wanting to see Humboldt, you know, go as far as they could.
And then we switch over to volleyball. The Humboldt Wildcats, first time being outright champs since 2021, first 7-0 conference mark since that season as well, first 21 season since 2021. And then they get to the regional final against a perennial power in Western Christian out of Hull. And for them to battle like that, I mean, solid season from the volleyball team here for Humboldt as well.
Well, I think you saw how good our Humboldt volleyball team could be in our home tournament early on in the year. We got second, lost to Carroll Kemper, who was a state tournament team in Class 2A. And then you just run through the North Central Conference with the record we did. And then postseason, playing Garner Hayfield Ventura in the first round, then having to go up to Forest City for the second round, which I really didn't agree with based on the rankings. But go up there and take care of Forest City in a game I thought we should have been hosting. Then, you know, rightfully so, going out to Hull Western Christian and, you know, giving them a tough battle and seeing what the kind of level is all about that we want to get to 25 years in a row or whatever it was for Western Christian. But I just think it was a great experience for a mostly underclassmen squad. Larson Bonsetter, we're going to miss her and wishing her the best at Northern Michigan, but return maybe 7 of our top 8 players for next year. And our coaching staff was tremendous. Ashlyn McKenna now in her second year as head coach. Cassie Harclaw was able to move up to the junior varsity position, then Kaya McPherson, so a good young staff there, and they got better as the year went on, and I think you're going to see continued growth from our coaching staff and our young team heading into the 2025 volleyball season, where hopefully we're in a position in a regional final that we're playing right here at the Humboldt High School, and, you know, moving on to Extreme Arena in Coralville for the 2025 volleyball state tournament. I think that's the goal heading into next season for our volleyball program.
And then, of course, cross country, you had the home meet, Sheldon Park again, another great venue for that as well.
It's a very unique venue at Joe Sheldon Park. Dean Clausen, the founder, the godfather of the course, as I say, and I always thank him when we're up on the podium there afterwards dealing out awards. But I think I got a better appreciation for how hard that course is, because this year we did spread the races out a little bit, and Joel Hannes was on a trail cart where you're just trailing behind the race and make sure, you know, everybody knows where they're going and pick somebody up if they'd happen to fall or become ill. But so we rotated races, Joel and I did, so to take the golf cart up through those winding hills and elevation, one of the toughest tracks around, and it's just a lot different than running on a golf course like you see it at other places. So unique venue. I know teams love coming to race here. Dean Clausen has made that such a good course, and then Fran Long out of Fort Dodge is our starter, and you know, our Spencer Ross and Rhonda Van Pelt do a great job preparing our kids for that meet.
A lot of academic all district, a lot of academic all state, seeing what these teams can do academically. Speak to the instruction, just the overall progress of this Humboldt Community School District.
Well, I think that starts with our school board. High expectations from our school board and what's expected of administration, you know, Superintendent Mr. Jim Murray and Travis Sprague and Jessica Goodnow, high expectations at the high school to be a good student, to be actively involved in activities or sports. So I commend the school board for putting people in place that really stress that. And Mr. Murray's hired all of the administrators here, and high expectations for, you know, student athlete, being a good student athlete and an excellent supporter of athletics and also stressing academics. You know, Travis Sprague and Jessica Goodnow done a great job, you know, coming in the same year as them, and just seeing the way they stress academics and work with our high school staff, and also the way they attend athletic events. They're always at every game, and, you know, we were able to travel to Hull Western Christian a little over 2 hours, Jim, Travis, Jessica, and I, for a little administration bonding there on the way to Hull and back. But, and we're not going just for PR reasons, we're going because we truly care about these student athletes and wanting them to succeed, and we just generally really love going to sporting events, regardless of what sport it is, and also attending all the fine arts concerts and the musical. And so that's great. I mean, administrations, I think, win championships. You always hear that. And I think we truly have that in place here at Humboldt, you know, from our school board members to our superintendent to our building administrators. And everybody's all in on academics and also athletics and activities here, which makes it a great place to work.
We go to the winter sports, hitting the halfway point of the boys and girls basketball seasons, boys and girls wrestling seasons. Great time of year with winter sports. I know you're a basketball guy, so. And then, of course, a big wrestling community here. So this is a good time of year for Humboldt sports.
It is. We were able to have a very efficient Joe Fitch Invitational on Friday night, right after Thanksgiving. And Ryan Ferdin does a great job with track wrestling, and Chad Beeman has it set up and tells us where we need to be moving everything. And, you know, he's able to get a professional day during the day to help set up in the morning with our maintenance crew. And it's a well-oiled machine. I think we got done in a record time this year, and we have 6 refs on for 4 mats, and those guys do a great job. And that's a tournament that's always going to be full. It's 8 teams, and every wrestler gets 4 brackets and pretty good seating up top to see everything. And we also live stream it. So I was really pleased with the wrestling tournament, Joe Fitch tournament. And then our Michelle Jensen tournament went really well. Andy Newell does a great job of helping organize that. And Ryan Ferdin again on the track wrestling, and 4 good refs for 2 mats keeps things moving. So wrestling, excited for it. We were able to host the Iowa State North Dakota State wrestling duel on that Sunday. Always a treat to have Iowa State up here. And then with basketball, our girls opened up with Newell Fonda early on before Thanksgiving. Perennial power, one of the blue bloods in 1A, and competed hard. And our boys are starting to get in shape and get their basketball legs under them after a long football season. I think their best basketball is going to be here to start the new year.
You look at the past 6 months of activities here for Humboldt. The dance team also had a chance to go down to Des Moines and also the Special Olympics with their first staff.
Yep, Nicole Fusco and Caitlin Holm do a tremendous job with dance practice. I just don't think people realize how much they do practice. I mean, they're Monday, Tuesday, Thursday for 2 hours, and then they go Wednesday morning from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., so they put a lot of time in and almost have a double season with all the competitions in the fall and the winter and a Division I rating. They're at State Dance, 3rd place in Palm, and you know, I think everybody enjoys watching them perform at halftime of football and the basketball games. And so really pleased with how the dance has been going and Special Olympics. A lot of members actively involved and great support. And we'll host the Special Olympics track meet again here this spring at the Humboldt Rec Center. Tremendous venue for it. Takes away any weather-related issues like probably used to have down at Dodger Stadium, but you know, big things ahead for that Special Olympics track meet coming up this spring.
Then we heard the pep band at some of the basketball games already, and then the Humboldt marching band as well. Always great to hear during the fall sports.
Yeah, and what a treat for those kids to get to play in the dome. We were able to get our band, close to 50 band members, playing in the dome for the semifinals and the finals. And then they did a great job at halftime of the football games and had some different props out there I think everybody really enjoyed. And Emily Willitson continuing to get better in her second year as director of our bands. And Ben Shavers, Emily Wiebke did a heck of a job with the Music Man musical there early November. And, you know, excited for that auditorium fundraiser project continuing to gain steam and funds coming in. So if you can buy a $600 seat and help them out, I think that's a great way to get your name on, you know, part of history with the renovation of that auditorium, because it does get a lot of use, a lot of multi-use with the different award ceremonies. And so I think that's the next big thing for us, is to get that auditorium project completed and renovated, and the drawings and renderings look tremendous.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to for the past 6 months here for Humboldt Athletics, activities that have helped out here?
Well, I think first and foremost, like I talked about earlier, is just our school board and the support we get from our school board from athletics and activities and the academic side. And then also, you know, Jim Murray, superintendent, his leadership here in his 5th year has been great, and all of our building administrators. And then all of our coaches and directors, they put a lot of time in. Not all of our coaches are teachers, so many have jobs during the day and they're trying to get to practice and watch film and get to all the games. So we have a great coaching staff. Couldn't ask for a better coaching staff here at Humboldt. They do a great job. They love what they do here and want to see our kids improve and get better and put in a lot of time, and they do it the right way. So that's probably the biggest thing right there. School board, administration, coaches and directors, and then just all of our fans. Great support. We get great crowds at all of our events, and there's a lot of support in the community. Matt, really appreciate everything you do, 97.7 The Bolt, and Pat and their support here at the radio station, and Phil Munson at the newspaper. And it's just great to be in a town where you're the only high school in town. So you get great coverage from the newspaper, from the radio station, and it's truly, everybody is supportive of Humboldt Wildcats. It's not a community where maybe there's a private school and a public school and the town's divided. And that was kind of where I was at down in Burlington area, is kind of the hub of Southeast Iowa, where it was West Burlington High School and Burlington High School, Burlington Notre Dame. So 3 high schools in town, and just not united as you'd like to see, a lot of friendly rivalries and stuff. But to be here in Humboldt's great, where it's everybody's for Humboldt High School and everybody's for Humboldt Community Schools.
New year upcoming. What excites you the most about 2025 for the Humboldt Community School District with activities?
Well, I think from football standpoint is just seeing that schedule that'll be coming out in February or March. We redistrict every 2 years and that's up. And so it'd be interesting to see what kind of non-district schedule we have. I know we'll want to be playing the best teams again and then what that district looks like. Seeing the second year of our field, we redid the field last summer and just seeing how that continues to improve and get better. Scott Birdsall does a great job of doing all of the mowing and maintenance on the field, and also Steve Uribe and Dana Westfall, all the paint jobs they do on that field for all the games. And those guys got better as the season went on with how they were painting the field. And so just seeing how that field's going to hold up, and hopefully we're going to be able to play soccer on it, because that was a big project that we did. But I think everybody's happy with it, and it was a great playing surface for us. And then, you know, just seeing Charles City come into the conference in 25-26, we'll start to play them in a few in like basketball, and you'll see them in the cross country meet, wrestling meet, golf, and then our boys wrestling team is hungry to get back to state duels and make a run at it and hopefully win the whole thing. I know that's their goal, and a lot of guys back, and good experience for him to get there last year. And then girls basketball, if they can get back to another regional final and playing in 3A this year, would love to host a regional final here at Humboldt again last year and break through and get to the state tournament for girls basketball. And just seeing the boys basketball team continuing to improve and get better and see what they can do in the conference and in the postseason with the kind of draw they could get. And because with the boys this year, it's the highest seed host, so their record is where it needs to be. They could be hosting all the way through in the tournament too. No neutral sites for 3A basketball and boys this year either. Do classes for girls wrestling and see how that maybe gives us more girls to the state meet. Think it would, you know, with the two classes, but still ultra competitive, whether it's one class or two class, and more girls are out for girls wrestling. That level of wrestling continues to improve on the girls' side.
Well, Ryan, appreciate you taking some time here to join us for this Coach's Corner. Want to wish you and the family a happy new year.
All right, happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.